It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's congressional delegation split along party lines on sending Americans $2,000 pandemic relief checks. Democrats supported the payments. Republicans voted against. The plan for $2,000 checks still needs approval from the Senate. Environmental advocates say Colorado is already struggling to meet its climate change goals. CPR Sam Brash reports one group has a plan it says will get the state on track.
The Environmental Defense Fund submitted the plan to state regulators last week. It's what's known as a cap-and-trade system. Basically, the government sets a limit on emissions. Companies must then find ways to reduce their climate impact or buy pollution allowances. Governor Jared Polis is against the approach and has pushed for narrower rules and voluntary commitments from the private sector. But environmental advocates say that won't reduce emissions fast enough. The group has asked Colorado's Air Quality Control Commission, which Polis appoints, to debate the plan in February. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It was a disappointing Black Friday for gun sellers, typically the biggest sales day of the year. But CPR's Ben Marcus reports 2020 has still been a banner year for firearms.
More than 3,000 background checks were processed by the Colorado Bureau of Investigation on Black Friday. That's the lowest volume in at least 7 years. CBI says that's in part due to gun sellers spreading Black Friday deals through the whole month. It may also be because many people have already bought a gun this year. CBI approved 400,000 transactions through October, a 50% increase over last year. And it's already the most firearms sold in a single year ever in Colorado. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Much of the state has more snow today along the Front Range and in western Colorado and in the mountains. And then the weather forecast says it turns sunny tomorrow and stays sunny through most of the rest of the week. This is CPR News.